This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we stop to look at the hadith about the person who may be addicted, mudmin al-khamr, the person who's addicted to any form of intoxicants, la yadkhulu al-jannah, will not enter into paradise. Thus, as we mentioned, that from this can be extracted that various forms of addiction or various forms of intoxications could prevent a person from entering into Jannah. And we're going to remain with this hadith because other wordings of this hadith contains something else that concerns us. لا يدخل الجنة عاق ومنان. The person will enter paradise, the one who severs their ties with their parents, the one who speaks about their favours that they do to another individual, and likewise, ومدمن الخمر. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sorry, the Prophet ﷺ mentions in this hadith that these three types of individuals will not enter into paradise. Or rather, meaning become difficult for those individuals to get into paradise. Al-hadith marwahu Imam Hakim fi mustadrakihi, and likewise Imam al-Nasa'i inside his sunan, in different wordings, a different order that we find, whether it be mannan first or aq that comes first. Mudmin al-khamr, that we find one who's intoxicated, as we mentioned, there's many various forms of intoxications on the face of this earth. And some of them that we know what they clearly visibly are, but there's other forms of addictions that Muslims are facing and the wider society is facing. It doesn't befit us on the minbar of the Prophet alayhi salam at this moment in time to address that. But an aqil, the intelligent individual, can understand those types of addictions, unfortunately, that we're facing inside our society that need to be addressed at some moment in time. These all addictions become preventers of letting the individual enter into paradise. As what concerns us today is aq, uquq al-walidain, the individual who severs their ties with their parents. Because so many of us individuals, we seem to be thinking that we're practicing Islam. And time and time through this series, we mentioned the influence of the society around us has had a great big impact. That many of us, or some of us, we think that to be good to your parents, to show respect to your parents, is not something good, not something, as they use, Shabab use the word, it's not cool, something respectful to show obedience to your parents in front of your friends or the people around you. وحتى المتدينين, even practicing individuals, speak to معظم الأئمة. Most of the cases are in relation to divorce and issues between parents, between what they call her parents and my parents. Parents are parents. But we find that inside our society that more and more that practicing individuals disrespect their own parents, disrespect other individuals' parents. There is a great khalal, a great misunderstanding of the Qur'an. People may think that we are people of Tawheed, people of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we fail to understand the ayat inside the Qur'an, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to describe what is Tawheed, what is thamaratu Tawheed, thamaratu Tawheed, the fruits of Tawheed are visible. They're not thamaratu Tawheed of goodness towards your friends, your allies, your comrades, the people around you. Tabda bihaqqillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thumma qarana subhanahu wa ta'ala ba'dahu bibirri ila alwalidain. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions straight after obedience to him, not to commit shirk with him, to show goodness to one's parents. And then the rest of the commandments that they come. And this is something that many of us, we don't read the Quran in this manner. We don't understand the Quran. That's why you find this great gap, this great space between what is real Islam, atharul Islam, what is the real fruits of Islam, the impact of Islam, and what the textbook tells us to do, which so many of us individuals, unfortunately, are far away from these practices. And thus we find this today's hadith, أَلَا أُحَدِّثِكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ. Should I not relate to you the biggest of sins, the major sins? قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, yes, indeed. Tell us what these sins are that we need to avoid inside our lives. قَالَ الْإِشْرَاكُ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. To never associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of us are familiar with this. But we stop on that. That's all it becomes. A rampant, if I can use such words, a rampant da'wah of tawheed. That's all that we speak about. But no impact. Because straight off this, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ بِالْعَيْنِ لَيْسَ حَبِحَا بِالْعُقُوقِ الْعُقُوقِ بِمَعْنَى الْقَاطِعِ قَطْعَ. That's why al-aqiqah, that you find to sacrifice the animal, is to chop the animal that we find, sever the ties. When you have the عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, sever the ties, break your link with your parents. In this hadith, straight after, to avoid أَكْبَرُ kaba'ir is a shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then straight after that is to sever your ties with your parents. قَالَ أَبِي بَكْرَ لَيْسَ أَبُو بَكْرَ. Another companion, أَبِي بَكْرَ بِتَامَرْ بَوْتَ, that you find. قَالَ وَجَلَسَ كَانَ مُتَّكِئًا وَجَلَسَ. The Prophet was sitting down, وَجَلَسَ, he sat up. قَالَ أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ وَرَدَّدَهَا مِرَادًا وَقُلْنَا لَيْتَهُ سَكَتَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said the evil testimony, the false speech, false witnessing, lying, treachery, deception. He sat up, he kept on repeating it. And the companion said, لَيْتَ أَنَّهُ سَكَتَ شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. Normally they don't say any words. But they're saying that if only the Prophet ﷺ would remain silent. Because he kept on saying, shahadatu zur, shahadatu zur, shahadatu zur. Which in today's society that we find, false speech, lying, deception, foul words. All this unfortunately is common inside our society. That we don't want to abstain from these warnings of the Prophet ﷺ. And that's, as we mentioned, the influence of society around us. We don't see this as a path to Jannah. We see about other individuals, worry about them. Rightfully, at times, we should worry about them. But we don't worry about our parents. The hadith states that straight after shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, the second greatest sin on the face of this earth is to sever your ties with your parents. The second greatest sin on the face of this earth. Inside the Quran that we find amongst the first commandments given to Bani Israel, وَإِذَا خَدَّ مِثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. الْأَوَامِرُ فِي الْبِدَايَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. We said to Bani Israel, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then does Allah say, establish the prayer, give the zakah, be kind to people, give da'wah, تَعْمُلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. لا. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be good to your parents. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 36. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. أنتم أصحاب التوحيد. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after, what should you do? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Show goodness to your parents. The ultimate ayah inside the Quran that we find, Allah mentions, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Surah Al-Isra, Surah Bani Israel. Study this surah. All commandments inside there. What to do, what to stay away from. Allah, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ مَكْتُوب عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى حَتْمًا وَلَازِمًا أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. To worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. To be good to your parents. Remain with this verse because there's no other passage inside the Quran. Allah continues to mention, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرِ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. If one of your parents or two of your parents come to an elderly age, don't even say uff to them. وَهَذِي الْكَلِمَةِ فِي عُلَمَاءِ عِنْدَ اللُّغَةِ وَقَدْ قِيلَ أَنَّ كَلِمَةَ uff. This sound uff, here salt is a sound. قِيلَ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ Imam al-Suyuti fi tafsiri wa Imam Shawkani fi fathil qadir. Lama yati at-turab, some dust or some substance comes over upon you, you rub it off. Uff, uff, uff. Hal ikala Ibn al-Arabi. Wa kad istu'milu li ayyi shay makruh. Then this began to develop, and anything that was disliked, they began to use that word. So originally it's just a sound. You get dust in your clothing, you just wipe it off, like, wipe it off. هَذِي الْأَدْنَى الْكَلِمَةِ. أَدْنَى الصَّوْتِ, the most weakest of sounds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this sound, just this sound, min al-kaba'ir, is amongst the major sins. To make that sound oof. Ignore words, ignore being rude to them. Al-jadal wa shatam wa la'an, to argue with them, to swear at them, to curse them, to revile them, to break your ties with them. If Allah is saying just to say oof is min al-kaba'ir, then think about the rest of it, what many of us that we do. Then Allah mentions that when these individuals, these two parents of yours, one of them or two of them, what should a person do? وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ هَذِي الْكِنَايَةِ أَنِ الطَّيْرِ. Lower the wings of mercy. How a bird lowers its wings of mercy on its flock, on its chicks. That's how a Muslim individual, they lower their flocks, their wings of mercy upon their parents. لَا بِقَوْلُ الزَّجَرِ, with rebuking and bad speech that we find. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them like they gave me tarbiyah when I was young. Because الوالدين هما سببان, the parents are the reason after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your existence on this earth. If your parents weren't there, the matrimonial relationship, you would not exist. So after belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shukrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person of sahibu tawheed begins to show goodness towards their parents. And thus we find babul birrul walidain, or tahreem al-aquq al-walidain. Inside Riyadu Salihin, many times we mentioned this, read this book. Even in your lifetime, just read Riyadu Salihin of Imam al-Nawawi. All the ahadith that you want to ponder upon inside your life, how to conduct yourself, how to live your life, it's all there. So bab birrul walidain, chapter speaking about goodness to parents. And likewise, the following chapter speaking about breaking, severing the ties away from your parents. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. We gave you advice to take care of your parents. ثُمَّ يُخَصِّصُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى الْأُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the mother. Carried him وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَقَدْ قِيلْ وَهْنًا ضَعْف بَعْضَ ضَعْف أو قُوَّ بَعْضَ قُوَّة. لِأَنَّكَ فِي رَحِمَ الْأُمْ تُزِيدُ الْقُوَّة. You, as you grow, you become strong. Your mother becomes weak. The bore, the hardship of carrying you. So she carries you. وَفِسَالُهُ عَامَيْن. And the whole period is not just the child is delivered and that's it. عَامَيْن, 2 years. Until the child is able to put whole food in his mouth and eat it himself. That's how ulafuqaha, ulama have described it. And what should a person do? أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. Give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then give thanks to your parents. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. And to me is your return. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَى أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. If they tell you to do something to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't obey them. But that's all that we say. My parents are like this, I don't need to obey them. Rakkis ala al-Qur'an. Qur'an says at that moment, don't obey them. But the Qur'an also says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Remain in their companionship in goodness. Meaning anything that isn't haram, they tell you to do it, you have to do it. لا نقاش في ذلك. In simple, they tell you to clean the house, brush, cut, do this, paint this, do that. That's got nothing to do with disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get the grocery, do the shopping, do that. There's nothing to do with disobedience. Don't use it as an excuse. You have to obey them. The only time you disobey them is they tell you to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or make you do something haram, then you stay away from that action of not obeying your parents. And the strange thing about these ayat is inside Surah Luqman, the 31st surah of the Quran. If you study this surah, it's nothing but adab. And this surah is a father and son relationship. Then it speaks about, as we mentioned, these ayat, being good to one's parents, being good to one's mother that we find, and even non-Muslim parents, to obey them as long as they do not tell you to commit shirk. This is da'wah ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. not to break away from your parents, is to remain in close proximity, contact with them, and remind them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look at the reason for revelation for these ayat, Imam Suyuti mentions as Durr al-Manthur. These ayat were set down regarding Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Ahadu asharatul mubashara. One of the 10 who's promised paradise. When his mum heard about his becoming a Muslim, she became upset. She said, I'm not going to eat and drink. In other riwayat, it mentions she's going to remain inside the sun, take no shade. So he approaches his mother, he says to his mother, what is this? She said, you need to abandon this faith that you're following. You need to return back to our faith. So he says that maybe this is just a moment, give it a day or so, she'll turn back. But she carried on. So then he approached her and he said to her, Ya Ummi, لو كانت عندك مئة نفس. If you had 100 souls, 100 deaths, and used to die 100 times, ما تركتها هذا الدين أبدا. I would never ever leave this deen. So you can die 100 times. Because what you're telling me to do is to abandon my faith. And I'm not going to do that. وَقَدْ أُنزِلَ هَذِي الْآيَاتِ فِي شَأْنِ سَعْدْ بِنْ أَبِي وَقَّاسِ. And these ayat, as ulama tafaseer mentioned, were sent down regarding this companion. Now don't obey them in anything that contains shirk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another place inside the Quran we find, وَوَصَيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. Inside Surah Al-Ankabut that we find. Another place inside the Quran, وَوَصَيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. With goodness. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّ قَرْهًا. His mother carried him with difficulty. And she, وَوَضَعْتُهُ قُرْهًا. And she had to deliver him with difficulty, great pain. Then it mentions, وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. 30 months. Then Allah mentions something strange. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ السَّنَةً. That when the man, the individual, comes to 40 years, والأربعين سن الحكمة. 40 is the age of wisdom. That's when a man begins to reflect and think, at that age, I need to show goodness to my parents. Because prior to that life, as is culture around, as a person is busy in their life, neglecting people, neglecting the family, neglecting everything around them. But sensible individuals, when they come to the age of 40, is maturity, hikmah, wisdom, rushd in everything that they do. So the Quran documents that. When they come to the age, they begin to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanks to their parents. And what is this hardship? Inside Surah Maryam, what does she mention? Ya laytani qad mittu qabla hadha wa kuntu nasyam mansiya. Maryam alayhi salam, she says that if I had only died before this, the pangs of labor that we find, no man will ever experience that. That's if we find Abdullah ibn Umar, he sees an individual carrying his mother performing tawaf. So this individual, maybe as a form of trying to make himself feel good, asks Abdullah ibn Umar that, you know, me carrying my mother, what do you think of this good deed? He said that you carrying your mother is not even equivalent to not just the labor of her birth, but one contraction that she went through. So you can carry your mother on your back and perform tawaf, it's not equivalent to one contraction that she went through. Meaning you can never ever repay your mother. You know, some of these things they found strange for us. There's a person when the earthquakes took place inside Pakistan that we find. A person put his mother on his back and he walked for a week or so to come to a camp to get his mother cured, to get some form of medication. Then he put her back on his back and he walked back again. شَيْءٌ عَجِيمٌ مَا نَتَصَوُّرْ هَذَا. We can't imagine this because أَقُولُنَا, our intellect is a Western intellect. It's a fractured intellect. It's a broken intellect. We can't understand these concepts. For them to remain at the service of their parents is Jannah. اقرأوا أقوال السلف. بعضهم كان يأكل طعام, used to eat food. And he, with his mother, and he would be careful where he's placing his hands. So they said to him, why are you careful about where you place your hands? Eat your food. He said, lest maybe my mother wants to eat that piece of morsel of food and I then take it from her.
Ghayatul adab. That's what you find in a hadith that we find. The mother, underneath her feet lies what? Al-Jannah. بعض العلماء محدثين قد ضعفوا. Some ulama of hadith have made it weak. But in general, you find many ulama of hadith accept it in different riwayat and different wordings. Paradise lies underneath the feet of your mother. We're searching for paradise in another direction. When paradise is right there in front of us, we want to turn away from it and go towards another direction. And this shows our discrepancies and misunderstandings of our life. You don't need to be a known individual. You don't need to be known by any individual. Abu Bakr Siddiq said, I wish I was only a link of a beard, a strand of hair and a pious person. No one knew me in my life. That's what this culture is, to be known amongst people. Are you known in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you known with your parents? That's what you need to be known with your parents. Not with your friends. Not to tick the likes and the dislikes and the thumbs up for people around you. Are your likes and your dislikes with your parents? What do they say about you? What do they feel about you? Three du'as of a person are not rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Madhloom, the oppressed one. Al-Musafir, the one who's traveling. Wal-Walid li-Waladihi, the father for his son, is not rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies with the anger of your father. Shay'un ajib. Anta wa maluka liwalidik. Something again, the Western world, we can't understand. What do you mean? You and your wealth belongs to your father. You find that Islamically your father can dib and dab and take whatever he wants from your wealth. If he needs it, obviously he shouldn't abuse it. But what do we find in our Western mind at the moment? It's my wealth, it's my property. Who used to spend upon you for the last 20 years of your life? Who used to spend upon you for the last 20 years of your life? Who was it? Who broke their back? Who used to fend for you? Who used to make sure all your school fees are paid? You wear the latest clothes, the latest trainers, the latest car, the latest garments, latest everything. Who was it? Your father. It was your father. And then just because you don't want to be seen, some of us with our parents, because they may have an accent in the way they speak, the way that they dress, then we want to turn away from them. As we mentioned, it's not cool. It's not respectful in such today's society. It's not respectful to be seen to carry your mother shopping down the street. Because what will my friends say? What do you mean, what will your friends say? What will Allah say to you? What will Allah say to you on that day? That you severed the ties, never took care of your parents. That's what a person should worry about inside their life. مَنْ حَقُّ النَّاسُ بِحُسْنِ السَّحَابَةِ. Who has the most right for your companionship? Companion came and he asked, tell me who should I show goodness to? فِي بَعْدِ الرِّوَايَةِ بِحُسْنِ السُّحْبَةِ. Who should be good friends to? The Prophet ﷺ said, أُمُّكَ. Your mother. قَالَ ثُمَّ مَنْ. Tell me who else next. Next, who should be the next person? Qala ummuk. Tayyib, who should be the next person? Qala ummuk, your mother. Thumma man qala abuka. Limadha? Why three times? Why three times did the Prophet, as I mentioned, ummuka, ummuka, ummuka. Thumma abuka. Then your father. Why did the Prophet, as I mentioned, la yajzi waladun an walidihi. A son can never repay back his father. إلا أن يجده مملوكا فيشتريه فيأتقه. A son can never ever pay back his father except for he finds his father as a slave and he purchases him and he sends him free. وقال علماء الحديث هذا مستحيل. This is rare that ever happens, that a son finds his father in slavery and he sets him free. Never ever can a son repay his father back. These are nusus of the Quran and the Sunnah that we traverse away from, that we drift away from, that society around us doesn't want to place this inside our lives. That these are the things and actions we need to be doing inside our life. And this new phenomenon that you find of women going to do whatever they want to go and do. If a woman is not allowed to perform Hajj, except for with a mahram. وَبَعْضُ الْفُقَهَاءُ only a few ulama, fuqaha, have allowed that if she's at an elderly age and her husband is not there and it's not possible, she doesn't have no sons, no relatives to go, then she can travel with a group of individuals. That's it. Other than that, مَا يَكُونْ فَرْضْ عَلَيْهَا. If she has no mahram, she's not allowed to go. إِطْلَاقًا. And if she does perform a hajj, she could be sinning in a sinful state. So now how can a woman now go and travel for Islamic studies to a different land? Go and travel the world. Go and see the world. عَيْبٌ عَارٌ هَذَا لَا غِيرَ لَإِنْدَنَا. A blame upon us. That this becomes inside our society, that people do whatever they want to do. Weakness of Iman, weakness of texts of Nusus of the Quran and the Sunnah. A weakness towards our family members around us. وَلَقَدْ قَالَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ رَغِمَ عَنْفُ رَغِمَ عَنْفُ ثُمَّ رَغِمَ عَنْفُ ثُمَّ رَغِمَ عَنْفُ. Once again, three times the Prophet ﷺ repeated this three times. May that individual's nose be rubbed in the dust. May that individual's nose be rubbed in the dust. May that individual's nose be rubbed in the dust. مَنْ أَذْرَكَ أَبَوَيْهِ عِنْدَ الْكِبْرِ أَحَدَهُمَا أَوْ كِلَيْهِمَا فَلَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever finds one of their parents or two of their parents alive and he doesn't enter paradise via them. Hadith inside Sahih Muslim. Meaning that person has failed in their life. That person has failed. They could have achieved everything else inside their life, but has not found the path to paradise via servitude towards their parents. Hadith Sunan Imam Tirmidhi, the father is the middle gate to paradise. You can either neglect that door or you can protect it. To such a degree that you find certain other hadith that we mentioned, or the full context of this hadith about the father is the middle gate of paradise, inside Sunan Imam Tirmidhi that we find, as Imam Nawawi mentioned in Riyad al-Salihin, Abdullah ibn Umar, you find that his father Umar said to him, divorce your wife. And no one should take these ahadith and go around and implement them. That's another dangerous thing that we find inside our society. People listen to ahadith, Quran hadith, and go and apply it on their family members around them. This is only to help us to understand the affair. Umar said to Abdullah, said to his son, Talliqha, divorce her. وفي حديث يذكر وكنت أحب حبا شديدا. And I used to love her immensely. I used to love this woman. I loved her so much. His father is whom? Umar al-Khattab. He must have seen something inside this woman. So he refuses. Either Abdullah ibn Umar, Umar goes to the Prophet ﷺ and expresses this concern. What does the Prophet ﷺ say? He says, Talliqha. Divorce her. Divorce her. كنت أحبها حبا شديدا. I said, immense love for her. But there's something that my father must have seen. And he recognized and he told me. And the Prophet, he conferred that as well. That what your father is saying is the right thing. And once again, just to reiterate once again, a disclaimer, no one should go and implement these ahadith and say it to another individual or encourage another individual. لا تخرب بيوت أي أحد. Never destroy another man's house. Never advise another individual to leave their family or a woman to leave their family. هذا دور الفقهاء والعلماء وأئمة. It's not for us to go in. That's why a person shouldn't entertain the gossip or problems inside society. And should حتى قد قالوا الفقهاء حتى لا تسمع. Don't even listen to people's problems if you don't have a solution. If you're not in a position to give a solution and give the right advice, don't even listen to people's issues inside their homes. And likewise, people inside their homes should confine in mature individuals. When we find the problems inside our society that people are going and speaking to every single individual, destroys your home, destroys your family, destroys everything about you. These are affairs that a person confines in the right manner. Once again, these are etiquettes that we find in this Western world of just complaining about our mother-in-laws. A common practice that we find, yes, the mother-in-law may not be a perfect individual, but this type of derogatory speech, لا يليق بالمؤمن, It's not the way of the believer to use such words. Even as brothers as well, that's your mother, that's your father. La abadan. Her parents are like your parents. That's how you should treat them. Don't make this distinction that this society has created to gossip about other people, other your own in-laws, your own parents, your own family members. Because this is what weakens the family structure inside the home that we find. And as we find in conclusion that we find that we are losing paradise, earning the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two individuals are punished immediately. Inside the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim and checked by the late Sheikh Nasruddin Al-Albani. Two individuals are punished immediately inside this dunya. Person who commits injustice and zalimin kathir. There's many of them that we're surrounded by. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the due right and take them inside this dunya and destroy them inside this dunya on the face of this earth because of the zulm and the oppression that they carry out on the face of this earth and the destruction that they've done. And I don't want to go to a tangent, but Bilad al-Sham, Assyria. Just visualize 10 years ago. Visualize this Ardul Mahshar, this beautiful land. Visualize it today. Visualize a desecrated ghost town. Destroyed land it is that it's become. Ignore the politics, whether people on Tawheed or people on Shirk or Bid'ah doing this or doing that. Ignore all of that. Just look as a human being. What this zalim, this oppressor has done to his own people. What he's done. How he's destroyed that land. And that's why to such individuals, the due right should be given to them on the face of this earth. That's what the hadith mentions. Person who commits oppression, injustice will be punished on the face of this earth. وَثَانِي عَقْلِ وَالِدَيْنِ. The second individual will be punished on this earth, meaning لَا بَرَكَتْ لَهُ. No blessing for him. Will be the person who disobeys their parents. That's what we mentioned, that directly indirectly the culture around us. That's what it breeds and teaches us not to be good to our parents. We find another narration, and يَشْتُمَ رَجُلْ وَالِدَيْهِ. A person curses his own parents. Companions ask, how can a person curse his own parents? You know this logha, this language that we find that Shabab use, your mum, your dad. What is this? Ashatam. This is cursing your own parents. A man curses another person's parents, the person turns back and reviles your parents. That's you cursing your own parents. So we find that the thaqafa, the culture around us, is influencing us to the way that we conduct, the way that we behave, the way that we speak about our parents, etc., that we find. And in conclusion, read. In these days of Hajj that we find, read the qissa of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his father Ismail. Read this story. How the Quran mentions, Ya Abati, Lima ta'budu shaytan. Oh my beloved father, why do you worship shaytan? Ma qala li walidi ya fasiq, ya fajir, ya mujrim, ya abidul wathan. He never said to his father, you make idol worshiper maker, you criminal, you mushrik, you wicked individual, you immoral individual. قَالَ لَوْ يَا أَبَتِي غَايَةُ الْإِحْتِرَامِ وَالْوُدِّي وَالْحُبِّ. That's how he spoke to his father. وَبَعْدَ السِّنِينَ فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ. After some years, ulama tafaseer mentioned Ismail. Ibrahim can see the depiction of himself inside Ismail. What does Ismail say to his father? يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَّجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Ismail returns the words. He says, Ya Abati, my beloved father, do whatever you have to do. You'll find me amongst the patient individuals. And thus we find that the person prays for their parents at least 17 times a day. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. You don't need reading of the Quran. You don't need do this for a dead individual. If you be righteous children, then every single day, at least 17 times a day, you pray for your parents. And likewise, find the opposite. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Imam Suyuti يقول قُرَّةُ أَعْيُنِ الْأَوْلَادِ فِي الدُّنْيَا قَبْلَ الدُّخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ. That you see as-salah wa-tuqa ala awladik. It means that you see righteousness on your children in this world. It pleases you. Does it please us? Do some of our parents, does it please them that our children are practicing Islam? That's what should please us. We see our children doing good things. That's qurratu ayun, that's righteousness, piety, coolness of the eyes inside this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to show goodness and kindness to our parents. If they're both alive, to show goodness to both of them. One of them alive, to give goodness to one of them. If both of them have fortunately left us, then to make dua for them, to pray for them, to do some form of sadaqah for them, to remember them in goodness, speak well of them. Even likewise, we find that their friends around them show kindness. As Abdullah ibn Umar should show kindness to the friends of his father, Umar al-Khattab. That's how believers should be. Wal khala fi makanatil umm in a hadith. And the khala, the maternal aunt, sister of your mother's, of your mother is like a mother to you. Show goodness to her as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all this tawfiq and ability. Show goodness to our parents.